I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that too often anglers get tied into one approach that they just feel comfortable with and they never want to change. That's not a good thing, and I'll tell you why. But first,
you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that anglers just get locked into one approach and they don't want to change. Walleye anglers love their live bait rigs. Bass anglers, they love their spinner bait or their plastic worms. Pike anglers, they love throwing spoons and spinner baits and they don't ever want to try anything else. And if the fish aren't biting on what they're throwing, they're just not biting. But he says in a lot of cases they would be biting if you gave them what they wanted. And in some cases, it's not that technique that you've become so confident using. It's something else. He talks about a time that he was pulling live bait rigs on a big lake in Minnesota and the walleyes wouldn't hit. And he was watching a boat just a few feet away from him catching fish after fish. What were they doing? They were actually vertical jigging and they were catching fish and he wasn't. He remembers a bass tournament that he was in where the guys that were catching him on crankbaits were out fishing the spinnerbait anglers 3-1. So never get locked into those techniques. It won't serve you right. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News.